Apple has just released iPad 2, and we have Media Access Australia's Dr. Scott Hollier here to discuss the new device's accessibility. Welcome again, Scott.
Thanks very much, Roberta.
Now, first of all, could you recap just what the iPad is?
Sure. The iPad is described as a tablet computer, and what that means is that rather than having a traditional laptop with a screen and a keyboard, you basically just have the screen, and the screen is a touch screen. So in some ways, it's like a really big mobile phone. You can touch the screen and navigate around that way. And, it can do a whole stack of different things. You can use applications which you can download from Apple, and they allow you to watch videos, listen to music, do a little bit of productivity work, and, look at pictures and a whole range of different things. So it's a very clever device.
So that's all very well, Scott, but how is iPad 2 different to the first version of iPad? And is it more accessible?
Oh, well, that's a great question. The iPad 2 is a little bit different to the first one. Probably the best thing about it is it's $50 cheaper for its entry model.
Good one.
So that's always a good thing. And it is a bit lighter, so it's easier to carry around, which is really good. And, and it's a bit faster under the bonnet. So they've put a new graphics chip in to really speed things up. And in terms of accessibility, it's still a very accessible device. The original iPad really broke a lot of ground in being accessible by having VoiceOver, which is quite a good screen reader that reads out web pages and all sorts of things in the operating system. It also has a full-screen zoom, so you can zoom in and out and get around the device that way if you have low vision. And also you can change the colours, so you can change it from black on white and white on black. You can toggle between the two. So it's really nice that there are quite a few good features that if you have no vision or low vision, the iPad is still a pretty good device.
That colour combination is good because some eye conditions need different ones, don't they?
They do. And in my particular condition, I prefer to have light coloured text on a dark background. So, for my condition is retinitis pigmentosa, and, for my condition, I find that a really handy feature.
Mm. What other accessibility features does it have?
Well, there haven't been a lot of advancements on the iPad 2 over the original iPad. There's been a few tweaks to improve VoiceOver to really try to make it much easier for people who are blind or vision impaired to use. They fixed up a few bugs, which is nice. So there used to be a bug where sometimes VoiceOver would drop out with certain ways the on-screen keyboard would work. There's that. And so they've got a new version of the operating system called 4.3, and that has addressed a few of those bugs. But to be honest, there isn't a lot of improvement because the original iPad was really accessible. So even though it's more of the same, it's a good more of the same.
Yeah, well, and I think a bit faster is good as well. Mm. Now, Apple has also just released a new version of their operating software for iPad. Is this more accessible too?
Yeah, this is the 4.3 that I was just referring to, and so there are some tweaks, but generally speaking, it's pretty much the same.
Now, do you know anything about how popular this is? Is it well received?
It has been well received, Roberta. On Friday, just recently when it was released, there were many crowds in the United States. In particular, the Apple stores just got swamped with people wanting to buy the iPad 2. And in Australia, it was pretty successful as well. I know that. There's been a number of queues outside Apple stores for people buying it, and I think that cheap price combined with those features and also that built-in accessibility really make it a good option.
People must be really keen to queue up to buy a piece of technology. Are they frightened they might not get one?
I don't think so. I think there's the buzz of getting something new. I was watching on Sunrise a few days ago, and they were interviewing a guy who actually was the first person queued outside the Sydney Apple store, and he got there 50 hours before its launch. So he was very keen, and they asked him, why are you so eager to buy an iPad? And he goes, it's just really cool. And he classified himself as an Apple fanboy. He said that anything Apple-related, he just had to buy it quickly.
I can remember years ago a friend of mine bought an Apple computer when they weren't really buying Apple, and she swears by it, and she says, I told you so.
And, I mean, from Media Access's point of view, we look across all different emerging technologies. So, Microsoft have also done some good things recently, but it is really nice that these big companies are getting on board and really addressing the accessibility.
Absolutely. Well, you can visit the new Media Access Australia website at mediaaccess.org.au for more information on accessibility of iPad as well as other digital technology. Thanks for all that, Scott.
No worries.
I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia is a supporter of this program.